At a roundtable on Tuesday morning, San Francisco City Attorney David Chu summarized the extensive legal action that his office has taken against the Trump administration within the past year. The city attorney's office has sued the federal administration 14 times within the last year alone. Beyond these 14 lawsuits, the city attorney's office has submitted friend of the court briefs in 20 different lawsuits, submitted 19 comments, and worked with 96 states and local jurisdictions in litigation against the federal administration. Of the 14 city lawsuits, 11 cases have had early rulings at the lower court level, and the city has had successes in 10 of those 11. Chu emphasizes the importance of using litigation against the current administration.
We all know that this administration has been engaged on a daily basis in so many acts that violate the rule of law and violate the Constitution. We have to stand up for it. That is the role that I see as city attorney. That is the role of our office. We know that this is a president who is trying to bully cities and jurisdictions around the country. And from my perspective, when a bully takes action, we have to defend ourselves.
The city attorney's office has been at the forefront of high-profile cases, including, among others, protecting birthright citizenship, sanctuary city funding, public housing, and loan forgiveness. Chu, a former Democratic state legislator and San Francisco supervisor who has been serving as the city attorney since 2021, also described how litigation has preserved billions of dollars in funding for San Francisco.
As far as a cost to the city, there really hasn't been that much of a cost to the city. But as far as what we've been able to save the city, this past year we've had to balance close to $1 billion budget deficits. And as I've mentioned, if we were unsuccessful with any of the actions that I mentioned, we could see budget deficits that would rise much more significantly. So I think this has been incredibly cost effective.
The litigation efforts have protected vital funding for public safety, counterterrorism, housing, and healthcare across the city. Despite the high number of lawsuits within the past year, Chu and his team do not seem at all dissuaded.
I don't think any of us in roles like mine ever anticipated a moment where we would see a president who would routinely violate the law, disregard the Constitution, and do it with muzzle velocity. And come after our communities with the ferocity with which the Trump administration has. It has been a very long year, but for me and for my legal professionals, this is why we are in our profession.
Chu has also recently made national headlines for filing the first government lawsuit against ultra-processed food companies, which he says has led to high government costs for treating diseases stemming from the company's products. In a news release this week, Chu said, quote, "My office will not back down and will continue to go to court to protect San Francisco," end quote. Reporting for KPFA News, I'm Caitlin Clift.